From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If the line between cable television provider and internet service provider looks more blurry today, well, it's supposed to. Mass media broadcasting giant Comcast has announced a limited rollout of its new Stream service. Yes, that's what it's called, Stream, and that's what it does. For $15 a month, you can get a few dozen channels streamed to your phone, computer, or tablet. You can only get it if you also get your broadband internet from Comcast. It's the first service of its kind from an internet provider, one that you'll remember recently bailed on a merger effort with Time Warner Cable. CNET's Lindsay Turrentine will give us the skinny on why all of this matters. Lindsay, nice to have you back.
Great to be here.
All right. Give me the deets.
Comcast has a new service introduced right now, but coming later this summer,
okay,
in August, to Boston, called Stream. And this is the option that's going to be available for Xfinity internet customers to watch about a dozen television stations on their tablets, phones, and laptops.
Tablets, phones, laptops. Okay, fair enough.
This is obviously really aimed at cord cutters. And I think that because Comcast is launching the service in Boston, it seems pretty obvious that they're trying to figure out what college students will do.
Because Boston's got colleges.
Yeah, if Boston has anything, it's colleges. With people who probably are only watching television via on-demand services on their laptops anyway.
The company had to have already been working on this when the merger failed.
They must have been. I mean, you know, streaming television services are coming out of the woodwork. We've got them now from Dish, from HBO, from Showtime, from CBS. These are coming hot and heavy. And Comcast, which, you know, makes a lot of its money from providing television through more traditional cable services, has got to have an answer. So I would assume they've been working on this for a very long time.
This really looks and feels a lot more like television than it does streaming in some weird ways, right?
It does feel like more like television. It's 12 channels or so. There's a cloud DVR option. In other words, you can tell it what to record and what to, not to. I think it feels a lot like the experience you would have on your television. Interestingly, though, it is not available on your television.
Can you tell me a little bit about sports and whether that's a part of this?
Sports are not a part of this, or rather, specific sports cable channels are not a part of this. It seems like most cable companies are kind of really holding on to sports channels like ESPN as the way to keep subscribers to their massive cable bundles. Some people argue that sports aren't really as big a deal as we think they are in keeping people on cable, but so far, nobody's offering a la carte sports channels that I know of.
When you first saw this news, what did you think?
It's about time. Because customers who are never onboarding as cable television subscribers will be totally lost to these services if cable companies don't figure out how to keep them.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.